The United States bishops have sharply criticized a new Department of Health and Human Services mandate requiring private health plans to provide free coverage for federally approved contraception, including female surgical sterilization, the pill, and abortion-inducing drugs. The mandate also classifies the prevention of pregnancy along with services to prevent diabetes, cervical cancer, and HIV/AIDS. Cardinal Daniel N. DiNardo, Archbishop of Galveston, Houston, is chairman of the USCCB Committee on Pro-Life Activities. He says the bishops and other civil society partners will bring their concerns to Congress.
The Department of Health and Human Services had earlier commissioned a group called the Institute of Medicine to do a study of the kind of services to provide it in insurance coverage. And unfortunately, that institute recommended a whole number of activities to be not only allowed but mandated in that coverage. It is interesting, that Institute of Medicine also even was bold enough to say publicly that they would have recommended abortions, but that the law had already discounted that through Congress. So we are dealing with a very radical program that health issues for women include things that really aren't exactly health issues. The Department of Health and Human Services then issued their guidelines, their mandates this past week, and included the recommendations of the Institute of Medicine in their own declaratory language now of health insurance plans nationwide, private health insurance plans nationwide, and what they need to provide, even without, there will be no copays in this. And it included in the mandated coverage surgical sterilizations, all FDA-approved birth control, including IUD, morning-after pills, and the abortion-inducing drug, Ella. And then education and counseling, promoting these among all women of reproductive capacity. So this is a very radical set of instructions from the Department of Health and Human Services. They allow a 60-day commenting period, and obviously the Conference of Catholic Bishops, along with many other groups, are sending forth our own objections. But what seems to be underlying this is that it's as though they're treating pregnancy as a disease, but pregnancy is not a disease. Fertility is not a pathological condition to be suppressed by any means technically possible. So it is fascinating to watch these mandates that are acutely anti-life. Now, many Americans, if not the majority of Americans, do not see, obviously, abortion as healthy or therapeutic for anyone, particularly for unborn children. There are also serious risks involved in some of the mandated coverage. But what is most disquieting is the lack of conscience protection for groups that deal with private insurance plans, among them some of our Catholic institutions. The extremely stringent conscience objections that are permitted by these new regulations are so stringent that many of our own Catholic institutions would not be able to use conscience protection to request to be held aside from them. For this reason, we are obviously going to protest, but we also are convinced that Congress needs to act. And from our point of view, there is legislation that has been put forth in a bipartisan manner in the House called the Respect for Rights of Conscience Act. This particular legislation would be statutory language, which would overrule the administration's instructions, somewhat analogous to what we do with abortion coverage in the Hyde Amendment. And this would be a much greater guarantee of the conscience rights of all of those, even beyond institutions, who in their private insurance plans do not want to include what are considered to be immoral means of family natural or family planning or like reality. So we're very concerned about this. We will add our voices to others, both religious and non-religious groups who are opposed to these new instructions. Simultaneously, we will work very hard to ensure statutory language from the Congress that these kinds of instructions from the Department of Health and Human Services cannot stand in terms of the genuine conscience rights of Americans not to participate in what they consider to be immoral practices.
Cardinal, under the new rule, church institutions would be free to act in accord with Catholic teaching, but only if they hire and serve only Catholics. How would this affect the church's charity work serving non-Catholics?
Right. It's overly stringent and, of course, wouldn't it account for our Catholic hospitals, things like Catholic Charities, some of our other social service agencies. Let's move even beyond that in terms of what about colleges and universities and other like educational institutions. So we're very concerned, obviously opposed, and we also need to respect the consciences of employers and employees, as well as the institutional concerns. So we certainly are going to write a vigorous protest against these kinds of instructions. But we do think that for even the larger good of people in the United States, we need some statutory language, which is more crucial and significant than regulations from a department of the executive branch to help reinforce the rights of conscience. And that's going to require Congress to act.
Cardinal DiNardo, what are your hopes that Congress will act on this? Presenting the health care reform bill, President Obama promised choice and competition and said that freedom of conscience would be protected. Is this not, in a certain sense, going back on this promise?
I would say so. I would say that this is a disappointing development. I must confess, from the point of view of our pro-life committee and from the Bishops Conference, it's not a totally surprising one, and this is why we initially, in light of a number of concerns with the original health care plan and terms of pro-life issues that we were that we ended up having to be opposed, notwithstanding some good things within it.
The language that is used in this mandate is striking, Cardinal DiNardo, particularly when it likens pregnancy and fertility, as you already pointed out, to a disease that needs to be prevented. Since when has pregnancy, fertility become an ill within the public perception in the United States, something that needs to be suppressed or controlled?
Well, that was a point I briefly made earlier, that's the issue. There are so many points of mandated coverage for the genuine health of women and for the common good that need to be addressed. In some cases, some of these instructions will do that. But in addition, they take on this peculiar and, to our mind, very worrisome and attitude that indeed pregnancy is a disease and that somehow fertility is only there to be suppressed. This doesn't even deal with the question of the common good of women and their physical and mental health. So the only thing that, you know, I can conclude from this, that it's not medical help and the common good at stake here, but a lot of ideology at work in these instructions.
And that was Cardinal Daniel DiNardo, Archbishop of Galveston, Houston, and Chairman of the USECB Committee on Pro-Life Activities.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.